really cool books. And drives here from a country far, far away.
Yay! What country is that?
Well, hello. I come here in a week where I happen to have only proof copies of the 1995 collection book from Scars Publications called Chaos Theory, and it happens to have contest winners Bob Brashko and I gotta scream, Bob Brashko and Martha Cicero in this book. I'm gonna let them scream, and including my favoriteest poem, I think, from Charlie Newman, which I would love him to read after I'm done, but he probably won't. But I've got a copy if you want to read it. But this is a cool book, and within a month's time, this book will be released from Scars Publications. You can bug me for it. It's $13.95, blah, 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 whatever. Buy me a drink, and we'll come up with a deal. We'll get you a copy of the book. But there is also another book that's at press right now, and it's called Duality. And it is me and someone else. This guy right here, his name is Eric Bonholzer, and also has the work of myself in this thing. It's really cool. I can just flip it over like that. It has short pieces of prose from the both of us, so I'm going to read really, really short pieces of mine from that book, and they're related to probably no one you'll know. There are two pieces here. One is called, well, someone is. Where do you draw the line over what is too much and what is not enough? I've been thinking about that. I've been thinking about you, and I've been wondering how much thinking is too much, and how much is not nearly enough. Where do you draw that line? You never want to see me, and yes, I'm beginning to get used to that. Maybe that's what I should be thinking about. I can get used to you not caring. I know you've cared about me. We've talked in the past about getting married one day, and you must have just changed your mind or lied to me or one or the other. And I don't like either option. We were supposed to have a happy ending together. We were supposed to have a happy life together. We were supposed to get married. You remember you talking about it? Maybe you don't remember, but I do. I remember. But now you say you don't think of marriage. And yes, I'm beginning to understand, and I'm beginning to feel it from you. Are you trying to make me feel this way? Well, someone is. This one's called, Well, What About Me? How do I say goodbye to you when you don't even know that I was looking for you? When you weren't even listening? Have I been letting myself down all the time? Have I been hoping for something that wasn't there? I've just wanted to be alive, and I don't know if that means anything to you. People tell me that they care. And you know, if I died, they'd cry for a few days, and then they'd get over it, and they'd get over that fact, and then they'd think, well, I was gone. Yes, I've thought that I'm a person that thinks too much, and that I'm a perfectionist, and that I'm a bitch, and yeah, I know all of these faults in myself, too. I know you want to make everything better for everyone. I know you want to make everyone happy, and I know that you want to try to do everything for everyone to make everyone feel at peace. But what about me? I've wanted things from you, but that doesn't seem to matter to you. I don't know what to do anymore about your problems, and I don't know if I planned on spending the rest of my life with you, if anything from you would change. I can't be your beacon anymore. I need a beacon for me, and that beacon isn't going to be just anyone for me, you know, because I want too much. But I'm trying to learn that that beacon isn't going to be you anymore, either. I know what you have to do to make your life better, but I'm not going to tell you because I have to draw the line somewhere. Because I'm tired of being that beacon all the time, and I'm tired of giving all the time and getting nothing in return.